WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 37 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan man is in jail on charges of failing to provide medical treatment after a two-year-old boy suffered second and third-degree burns to his legs on Christmas Day in 2016.
The arrest report from Bryan Police cites a doctor's conclusion that the youngster was held in a tub of hot water. Then for 9 days after that, the youngster had infrequent or no diaper changes. The child was flown to the Shriners Burn Unit in Galveston for medical treatment. The man who was arrested, 27-year-old Mike Thompson, denied holding the boy in the water. Thompson's jailed in lieu of a $100,000 bond. A Sunday evening rollover crash in front of Veterans Park on Harvey Road resulted in the driver being arrested for DWI. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, the results of breath tests on 25-year-old Enrique Knees were around three times the legal limit at .231 and .244. A witness told officers he saw the SUV driven by Knees roll once. The arrest report did not indicate if the driver was injured. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Knees, who is from Guatemala, is being held in jail without bond. Part of the voter-approved Bryan School District's 2014 bond issue included remodeling the now-closed Milam Elementary School. 4 years later, the school board is considering an idea from administrators to renovate the M.C. Harris Alternative School. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says that gives more time to decide how Milam will be used.
We may have other uses for that in the future that might be better for our community. There's lots of ideas of different types of, you know, programs that we're growing, programs that we may want to try, innovation.
Dr. Whitbeck also says there is an advantage to keeping alternative programs at MC Harris, which is centrally located. College Station school board members at their last meeting approved renovating three campuses that are part of the district's 2015 bond issue. CSISD's two existing middle schools are getting flexible learning spaces similar to what is at the district's intermediate schools. That's something endorsed by the board's newest member, Geraldine Nolan.
I got to see the before and after at Oakwood, and it looks pretty seamless over there. Like, the work done was really, really good. And then I know they're using them like crazy at Cypress Grove as well.
Nolan was the only member to speak before the board approved the project budgets, which came in $11,000 under the $3.2 million ceiling. The contract also includes the last campus in the district to get a fire sprinkler system, which is South Knoll Elementary. Since 2000, the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has recognized minority-owned businesses through the agency's Community Impact Awards. The Chamber's Kate Chapman announced this year's recipients on our show.
And this year's winners are Jody Rodriguez from Rodriguez and Gimbert, the Ganter sisters who own the Dixie Chicken and Chicken Oil, and then Christy Fox Skatsky, who's a realtor here in town.
The Chamber's Community Impact Awards luncheon is Tuesday, February 27th. More information is online at bcschamber.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 37 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan Broadcasting and CHI St. Joseph Health invite you to participate in the third annual Grand Fondo Ride through the Brazos Valley. Saturday, March 3rd, cycle with hundreds of riders through the Brazos Valley countryside. The Grand Fondo race is presented by the Stella Hotel and Lake Walk. All proceeds raised from the race will benefit CHI St. Joseph Health's Cancer Center Services, where their promise is to identify and treat cancer and allow patients to live as normally as possible. Be a part of something amazing. Register a volunteer now at GrandFondoBCS.com.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 610. Doing weather. It's sponsored by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie owned and operated. Malik, making a difference. Here you are.
Cloudy and foggy this morning. We have to watch for passing shower, too. It'll be breezy and cool today with a high of only 45 to 50. Not the best weather we'll see so far this month. Lots of cloudiness overnight. Lows will be down to about 35 to 40. Should turn partly sunny and milder for tomorrow. Highs 55 to 60, but the clouds are back tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Scattered showers and warmer for Friday. Highs on Friday between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it's National Signing Day for college football. Woo-hoo. May the odds be ever in your favor. Bunch of 17 and 18-year-olds are making decisions. Hold on. Here we go. So we'll keep you a little bit up to date with that. Also, Aggie Men's Hoops is in action tonight. The guys heading to 8th-ranked Auburn. Now, not only are they having to take on the number 8 team in the country, they are looking for their first road win since November 27th of 2017.
Wonderful.
So we'll hear a little bit from Coach Billy Kennedy as they're gearing
like
up for that matchup.
Ago.
Yeah, it seems like a
almost,
year ago.
And we'll cover that and more coming up in sports.
Today is the day that many 17 and 18-year-olds...
will change your life.
Forever.
Exactly.
Forever.
Forever. A&M might not even be able to field a team next year.
Yeah.
Unless your favorite recruit signs on the dotted line.
And if anybody they get's going to suck, you know that. They're going to all be horrible, mm-hmm. So just know that.
Well, just know that if they sign with your team, that means that they are all about the experience, that they're good Aggies at heart. If they sign with a different team, then that just means they're in it for the money.
All the wrong reasons.
Those kind of people would only sign with that school over there.
Yes.
No, I was really,
we didn't want them anyway.
There. That's it right there.
We didn't want them anyway.
Yeah.
That five-star recruit? Oh, he
overrated.
Wasn't that good.
No.
Overrated.
I'm thinking, though, this is an opportunity for a 17 and 18-year-old, maybe for the last time in their life, to actually listen to their mother, you know, mind their mom.
Yeah.
Because mom doesn't want you going far away.
Well, you know, there's been plenty of drama surrounded mamas in the past.
Yeah.
1 year, mama, I think, wanted her kid to go somewhere else. So she ended up sending in, I think she faxed in a letter of intent to the different school than he wanted to go to.
Sure.
And so that was a big to do.
I don't even want to talk about mamas wanting new washing machines. That wouldn't be it.
No.
All right, so anyhow, just looking at the radar, there is some rain that's going to be moving through.
Oh,
the good news
gross.
Is that most of it's below us, at least right now. Navasota's getting a pretty good little shower. But this stuff is tracking actually southwest to northeast, and it goes all the way down into Mexico.
Is it stormy, Scott?
No, it's really not. I mean, there's some red and yellow in there, but it's just kind of passing, mostly scattered showers.
Gotcha.
It's raining real hard in Jackson, Mississippi, but they probably need it because it's Mississippi. I didn't say that. Later on this morning, I'm going to take a quiz to find out if we're smarter than a Girl Scout.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Don't know how well that's going to necessarily go.
Yeah.
Study for the best states to live in if you're single.
Okay.
Texas is in the upper end of that. So,
oh,
right.
Wow.
You know, you got,
that's interesting.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
Must be regional.
Could be. The lighting in your office may be what's making you stupid.
Oh.
Or if you're already stupid, it's making you more stupid.
Which, by the way, the lights, apparently, I don't know if there's a bulb out. I think there is in my studio.
Looking a little dim?
Yeah, a little mood lighting going on. Yeah.
You know, as your children get out there and they're young and they go to daycare and stuff like that, it's really a great opportunity for them to not only catch the germs from other children.
Right.
Yeah.
Which sometimes is good because that way they get sick early and they get all that stuff built up in them. But, you know, also just kind of the experience of learning that there are boys and girls who live in different situations.
Mm-hmm.
So the state and the Boys and Girls Club of Benton and Franklin counties, this would be, what state would this be in? I don't know.
Okay.
It's not in Texas. Okay.
Okay.
So they're investigating the claims that a toddler's eyebrows were waxed in daycare.
Oh.
Yeah. Alyssa Salgado, she's 19, says she dropped off her 2-year-old daughter on Thursday morning at the daycare that was operated by a club in Pasco. I'll find out what state this is later.
Okay.
She picked up the kid later on. There's a patch of skin between the kid's eyebrows. It's red, appears at the eyebrow.
Oh, so the mother didn't do this.
No.
This was done at the school.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
This was done at the daycare.
Facebook post, because that's what Facebook is for, shows her daughter has been shared 17,000 times. Few hundred comments. Quote, the Boys and Girls Club takes these allegations seriously. That means, oh, crap.
Yeah.
We did this, and now we're going to have to look at this. They released their statement on this on Monday. Organization said it is, quote, committed to operating safe and supportive programs, yada, 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 and has been recognized for providing quality programs serving youths of all ages. Yeah, but, you know, it didn't.
What is the explanation?
Well, the daycare center operates a space in the Columbia Basin College campus that's rented by the Pasco School District, and apparently there's not any explanation yet. The executive director said that he was not prepared to give any more details of the investigation at this time. Yeah.
Someone waxed the kids' eyebrows. Yeah. I'm thinking we'll be able to find out
that's
who did
it. Probably true. I mean, that's somebody will fess up that the unibrow had to go away.
I mean, just ask the kid.
How old was the kid again?
Yeah.
Two.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
She'll just point. It'll be all right. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mation. Now,
suspect ID.
Yeah.
A daycare that I went to, there was a little bit of trouble because a worker was there. And I remember one time we were eating Fruit Loops. And she was, I don't know if she was patting or kind of smacking a kid on the back. And a Fruit Loop came out of his nose.
Whoa, nose?
Yeah. So the mothers, my mom, rounded them all up. They went marching.
Wow.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to gilmoreelectricexpress.com.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
You don't have to know the exact size, favorite color, or preferred fragrance. Galleria Spa Salon Boutique has got you covered. Whether it's spa treatments, a day of makeup, hair and beauty, or a shopping spree in their boutique, Galleria Spa Salon Boutique offers everything along with their award-winning smiles and service. Galleria at Rock Prairie has their popular gift cards in any denomination. And don't forget Galleria at Century Square opening in 2018.
News Talk 1620 WTAWK is in Washington State. They use like Tri-City Herald as a newspaper. I don't know where that is.
The Tri-City Herald.
And then, you know, the mid-Columbia area. Well, Columbia could be anywhere. There's all sorts of states that have Columbias. Anyway, so it's Washington State.
Washington State.
So are you thinking maybe that there was just an employee there at the daycare who's practicing their cosmetology
skills? Yes, that's exactly where I was going with that. I think that you've got, you know, some girl in cosmetology
sure,
school.
Right.
Thinking they needed to get a little extra practice before their waxing test that afternoon,
yeah,
and decided to go for the unibrow kid.
Some people practice on older folks. Some people practice on dead bodies.
I mean, you gotta take what you can get at the time.
Yeah.
I got my waxing exam later today, so I need to practice.
Exactly.
It's a national
trying to get out of this damn daycare job.
Exactly right. Something that pays a little better, and maybe
exactly.
I could get tips. I get no tips at the daycare. National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Oh, okay.
Not the healthiest thing for
no.
you, but, you know, it's all right.
You know, I think it was Food Network Instagram that I happened to be scrolling through yesterday.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And it was a Fettuccine Alfredo dish, but they were actually cooking it on this wheel of cheese. So
whoa.
As it was, because it was hot, the yeah. cheese was, like, melting.
Ooh.
And then they would take it, once it was, like, cheesy enough, and
oh.
put it on a plate.
Yeah,
it looked delicious.
Yeah, you probably can't get too much cheese on Alfredo.
No.
No. All right, send a card to a friend day.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's E-Day.
E-Day. So it's all about E
want.
Or?
Well, let's see. It's celebrated as E-Day 27. That's today. Celebrated as E-Day because the first two digits of the number E are 2 and 7.
Hmm.
The first two digits in the number E. Oh, this has to do with circumferences and divided
yeah,
circles.
Yeah, I'm confused big time already.
Never mind. We'll just go back to Alfredo Day because we understand that. It's also International Clash Day, celebrating the band, if you happen to like the Clash. And how about all you chemistry people? National Periodic Table Day.
There you go.
Oh.
All the nerds.
National Girls and Women in Sports Day.
Woo.
Boom.
And we are, it continues from now, actually, till officially a week from now. It is Dump Your Significant Jerk Week.
Oh, right. Yep.
Now, somehow, some way, maybe because I'm a guy, I'm thinking that all jerks are guys. Not
right.
All guys
of course.
But
that's
is that
how
right?
it is.
Is there such a thing as a female jerk?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Zach apparently has had some personal experiences
yeah.
with them.
I mean, you could say
but
a
jerk,
lot of experience.
Jerk kind of sounds gender specific. Shouldn't there be a special word for
oh, no,
female
no, it's, jerk? It's gender fluid.
Okay.
It can encompass
I mean,
both.
I can think of some words, but they're not very nice
yeah,
on
we
radio.
Won't share them this morning.
Gender fluid. I like that. Okay. Yeah. All right, do birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Isaiah Thomas is turning 29, Cleveland Cavaliers guard.
Yep.
He's had a little bit of trouble with the injury bug this year.
That Isaiah Thomas. Not the other one.
Right. Deborah Ann Wall is turning 33, plays Karen Page on the Netflix show Daredevils,
okay.
the Defenders, and the Punisher. Sure, she's in all three of those. Tina Majorini,
okay.
Majorino, turning 33. Florence on Scorpion. Deb and Napoleon Dynamite. Mac on Veronica Mars.
Sure.
So she's turning 33 today. Uh-huh. Ashton Kutcher is turning 40 today.
Hey,
whoa.
The big 4-0.
Man.
Former Mr. Demi Moore is turning 40 today.
What and now the Mr. Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They eventually found each other again.
This guy gets around, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, oh, Ashton Kutcher? Yeah.
Two wives in Hollywood? That's like nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's probably right. Yeah.
Anyways, happy birthday to him. Steve Nash is turning 44, retired NBA star. Mm-hmm, played for the Dallas Mavericks for a little while, actually. Soli Erna, 50. Godsmack, if you're into that music.
Okay.
So he's turning 50 today. Chris Rock is turning 53.
Wow.
So racial observations
right.
since a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Garth Brooks is turning 56 today.
I toasted you and said, honey, we may be through.
Sing it, Chelsea.
But you'll never hear me complain, 'cause I got
could be our theme song.
Yeah.
I was wondering which one you were going to pick to play today.
Well,
there are so many. I mean, that's a great one.
Yeah, I figured that was the best for the morning. Get everybody kind of, pumped up for the morning and ready to go.
A million years ago, when we were actually, it was probably 30 years ago almost now, that a guy who was doing mornings for us, he would come in at 5 o'clock in the morning and read the ag report and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he brought in an open reel tape, like a reel-to-reel tape.
Okay.
Because his friend was a producer and had produced songs for this guy up in Oklahoma. And before the record came out, he had a Garth Brooks tape.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
From the recording session.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it really was. And clearly, it went over.
Such a good performer.
Yeah, and I got some recordings of him. Gosh, I think it was around that time. I mean, this was early 80s.
Yeah.
And and it was him just singing a bunch of rock songs. I mean, like soft rock songs.
Sure.
Like on Pooh Corner, I
oh,
guess.
Really?
Like, yeah. So. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's turning 56 today. Eddie Izzard also turning 56. He's an interesting person. Comedian. He likes to dress in drag. Yeah, there you go. Okay. James Spader, another interesting person.
Raymond Reddington.
Yeah, turning 58.
He's done a lot
today.
Of stuff, though. He really has.
And we were watching, I went back home. My mother had, I guess, Pretty in Pink on.
Okay.
I guess that's the movie.
All right.
Or 16 Candles. I get them confused.
Yeah.
Either way. And James Spader was in it with his feathered hair. It's pretty funny.
Yep.
Robert Smigel, I think I'm pronouncing that right, 58. He's Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Okay.
For those of you who watched that.
Yeah.
Steve Bronski Beat, he's turning 58 today as well. Don't know how he can sing that high, but good for him.
Yeah.
So he's turning 58 today, and that's all I've got for birthdays.
There you are, 6:24.
Here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, typical out-of-touch elitist liberals in the mainstream media had a field day ridiculing the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, why he dared to tweet out about a school secretary who was now able to afford a Costco membership because of the Trump tax cuts. Now, interestingly enough, the same media entities barely batted an eye when Nancy Pelosi sanctimoniously referred to thousands of dollars American workers received from the Trump tax plan as crumbs. And according to Newsbusters, in just the 24-hour period, February 4th through February 5th. Well, CNN, the Sugar Hole Network, MSNBC, all fake news, spent a total of 21 minutes, 3 seconds discussing Paul Ryan's tweet. That's 74 times more coverage spent on Ryan's tweet than Pelosi's crumbs comment. Fake news at its finest.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Blinds.com, you know they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Now, a friend of ours from Ohio writes, quote, Blinds.com is by far the most customer-friendly company. Now, the blinds were easy to install, and they look beautiful. The quality is excellent. So find out for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. And now through February the 15th, you go to Blinds.com/blinds. And you're guaranteed 20% off. They're already low prices. Blinds.com/blinds. Rules, restrictions apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bed bug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bed bugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bed bug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Valentine's Day is a week from today. If you're thinking about taking that person to a restaurant, we may have a way for you to save money. Next hour, we'll talk about how apparently there are fast food joints that actually have way less bacteria than fancy restaurants.
Ooh. Oh,
okay. See, so you could go, hey, we need to go to...
less bacteria.
Exactly. We
here.
Need to go to Burger King because they're cleaner than going to some place that's real hoity-toity.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with the King.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. And also, people apparently arguing on how to take eggs out of a carton. We'll discuss that later on today. I mean, I can think about balancing a six-pack, but when you start talking about an egg, you know, a dozen eggs, how you take them out makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah,
some people probably don't even think about that, but that's why we're here.
That's why we are here.
So that you have discussions at the breakfast table or on the way to school or even at work as to how to take eggs out of a carton. So think about that, because you probably never expressed a strong opinion about it.
Yeah.
We'll give you an opportunity to, well, at least have an argument if you want to at work today. In the meantime, let's check some weather. It's 627, and the weather is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent is part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Not as nasty as we figure it's going to be. It's just simply because the winds haven't really picked up like we thought they would, and the rain's not quite here. But, again, as we mentioned, there's rain in the area. It's probably going to be passing through all day long. We'll get up to maybe 43, and the north winds at about 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Look for maybe a tenth of an inch. There could be some thunderstorms that would make it heavier than that, but it's just going to be wet. And tonight, 20% chance of rain. Will be down to 35 degrees, and the winds will stay out of the north. Tomorrow we get our last peek at sunshine for a few days. At least that's what they're telling us. Till you see it, you don't have to believe it. 57 will be our high temperature. And then on Friday, looking at a high of 64. Temp's okay, but we're going to have rain. 50-50 chance of rain on Friday night. Then a 30% chance of rain on Saturday. And Saturday night, a 40% chance of rain on Sunday. It's not quite as cold for the balance of the week, but again, just not going to be fun for the next 36 hours. Currently winds out of the north at 13. Chill factor is 29. We got a little bit of mist out there, and it's 37 degrees.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Up, down, futures sharply lower this morning after stocks soared yesterday. The Dow Industrials jumped 567, or 2.3%. The NASDAQ gained 148. Snap, the parent company of the Snapchat app, reported quarterly revenue growth of 72% to $286 million. and daily active user growth of 18% to 187 million users, bigger year-over-year jumps than analysts had expected. The numbers may help persuade advertisers that the Snapchat app is a viable alternative to Facebook and Google. Snapshare soared 25% on the news. The Los Angeles Times is on the verge of a sale that would take it from its Chicago-based parent company and put it in the hands of a local billionaire doctor. Patrick Soon-Shiong would pay Tronc $500 million for the newspaper and the San Diego Union-Tribune. Soon-Shiong, a major shareholder of Tronc, is among the richest men in Los Angeles with a net worth of $7.8 billion. That's your money now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It is 37 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School District administrators have asked the school board to consider changing another piece of the voter-approved 2014 bond issue. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck was among those recommending the remodeling of MC Harris Alternative School instead of moving it to the now-closed Milam Elementary.
Looking at MC Harris, Star Academy, and DAEP, is there some ways within the existing area, because it is very centralized in our community, is there ways to do that? And then, by holding on Milam, potentially, we may have other uses for that in the future that might be better for our community.
The idea, which also has the support of the school board's facilities committee, follows other bond changes that included adding career and technical education space at Rudder instead of traditional classrooms and remodeling the district's technology center instead of moving it. $3 million of improvements at three College Station school district campuses will start later this year. That's after approval was given at the last school board meeting for renovations at CSISD's existing middle schools and South Knoll Elementary. Facilities Director John Hall says both middle schools will be getting flexible learning spaces, similar to what is at the district's intermediate schools. The inside of College Station Middle School is also getting a new wall.
We extended one wall that's up close to the security vestibule and receptionist area, all the way up to the deck, because it was open air from the middle of the building over. We're able to pick that up to help fix a pretty severe acoustic problem. So we gave some mercy to our receptionists over there, and we're going to seal that off so they can hear a little better during class changes.
Renovations at South Knoll starts with adding a fire sprinkler system, the last CSISD campus to have one installed.
While we're tearing up the world doing all of that, we also figured this would be the perfect time to go ahead and upgrade some of our finishes over there. So we're picking up flooring, paint, and millwork, correcting some ADA access issues over there as well.
The board approved the project budgets, which came in $11,000 under the $3.2 million ceiling. A Bryan man went to jail this week, 2 weeks after he's accused of threatening an employee at the College Station JCPenney store.
According to the arrest report, the employee told police 19-year-old David Ray Rodriguez had his hand in his pocket as if he had a gun. Then he demanded money. Investigators also indicated surveillance video showed Rodriguez making a motion with his hand in his jacket that looked like he was pointing a gun at the employee. Rodriguez, who's out of jail on bond, is serving 5 years probation after pleading guilty to a garage burglary and drug possession in Bryan 2 years ago. A College Station man arrested by Bryan police on drug charges last weekend is also accused of having drugs after he was booked into the Brazos County Jail. According to the arrest report, detention officers found narcotics rolled up in the boxers worn by 25-year-old Timothy Kyle Jr. as he was being placed on a stretcher to be transported to the hospital for treatment of an undisclosed medical issue. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In Waco, police are looking for a man who attacked a Baylor student. Sergeant Patrick Swanton says a woman was getting stuff out of the back of her car when a man came up with a handgun.
That individual threatened her with the handgun and demanded her car and the wallet. The young lady was trying to get away from him, jumped from the back seat into the front seat, and that's when our suspect fired off a round.
The bullet broke the window, but she was not hurt. The man took off. Baylor University sent out an alert to students about what happened. Governor Abbott wants the Texas Rangers to begin handling sexual misconduct complaints against lawmakers, judges, and other elected officials. During a campaign stop yesterday in Houston, Abbott said that would ensure that public officials take allegations against them seriously. The state legislature would have to approve the change in process next year. Currently, sexual harassment allegations in the legislature are reported to state Senate and House leadership. By tomorrow, the state's first two manufacturers of the marijuana extract CBD oil will be open for business. But it doesn't mean it will be easy for those with epilepsy to get their hands on the drug to curb seizures.
In order for the roughly 150,000 Texans with intractable epilepsy to get the seizure drug, they'll have to get a prescription by two doctors on the DPS registry. The problem? So far, there are only 18 doctors on the entire list. Dr. Karen Keel of Austin is one of them.
People are curious about it, and they aren't entirely sure what they're signing up for or why they need to, and they probably aren't entirely sure how much they might use it.
14 of the 18 doctors on the registry so far are from Houston, Austin, and San Antonio. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce and Texas A&M are partnering for this year's Staff Appreciation Week activities.
And I don't know if y'all know, but there's over 10,000 people on staff at Texas A&M. And so they want to recognize them April 23rd through April 28th.
The Chamber's Kate Chapman says local businesses are being recruited to offer discounts and prizes to A&M employees during Appreciation Week. The deadline to contact the Chamber is March 10th. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 37 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That text line is open, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 46. Eating raw garlic prevents the flu. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Does garlic boost your immunity? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org. And if you're feeling under the weather, schedule an appointment at CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Trust is built with consistency. With over 50 years experience, Ingram Wallace & Company provides clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. The relationship between accountant and client is not based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company. Put 50 plus years of experience to work for you. Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Find us online or call 776-2600.
In 1985, Aggies Bill and Sandra Trainer opened their very first Wolf Creek Car Wash. Today, they are pleased to announce their recently renovated Wolf Creek Car Wash at Rock Prairie. Find free do-it-yourself vacuums, stay-in-your-car vehicle car washes, and oil change opportunities like you've never seen before. Be sure to join in the celebration at Wolf Creek Car Wash at Rock Prairie on Monday, February 12th at 10 a.m. Register for prizes and giveaways. Wolf Creek Car Wash and Oil Change at Rock Prairie. Car wash open 24 hours to serve you.
Good morning, 6:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Fog and clouds, scattered showers today. Breezy, cool temperatures 45 to 50. Mostly cloudy and chilly tonight, lows 35 to 40. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow, that allows us to warm up. Highs will be 55 to 60 tomorrow afternoon. Increasingly cloudy with a low of 40 to 45 for tomorrow night. Cloudy on Friday, scattered showers are possible, but we will be milder. Highs on Friday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it is National Signing Day in college football. Texas A&M gearing up to ink all those new recruits. We'll give you a little bit of update as we can. Of course, you can always check out our website, WTAW.com, all day long for the updates on those. As well as Fighting Texas Aggie Men's Hoops is back in action tonight. The guys heading to Auburn to take on the 8th-ranked Tigers should be a good one. Hear a little bit from Coach Billy Kennedy coming up, as well as touching on some men's games from last night. All that and more coming up in sports.
You know, the whole social media thing has changed this signing stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Used to be that the most exciting they could do is sit down at a table with the hats of the different teams that they might
pick.
Which one's he going to pick?
And then they would put the hat on. And now you have like 4-minute production videos, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where they end up
They jump out of planes and all sorts of other stuff.
So now does anybody... what's the proper etiquette today? Does the coach only make the announcement, or could there be, again, one of these tremendous 5-star super athlete, greatest ever? Do they make an announcement and then the coach can make the? I mean, how's that work?
No, I mean the kids make the announcement ultimately. Yeah. They can announce. There are several who, you know, they dwindle it down. They say, all right, I'm down to my final 10. I'm down to my final 5, I'm down to my final 3, and then they can do the hat thing and everything else.
But, I mean,
and
you want to coordinate the release of your announcement so it doesn't necessarily bump up against somebody else,
well,
right?
Well, and I don't think that, yeah, well, you're going to try to, but I think there's several that are going to be going on at the same time.
Okay.
Now, Coach Fisher will have a press conference today at 5:30.
Okay.
And then he'll be addressing all of the signees.
I'm just trying to figure out the most efficient way for me to get the information the fastest.
Go to WTAW.com.
Okay, fine.
Scott?
Yes, Scott.
Jeez, Scott.
Do you not listen to Zach ever?
Exactly. 5:30 this afternoon.
Now, 5:30.
And again, that'll be on, not on our station here. It'll be on the Zone.
Correct, right? I believe so.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll hope for the best.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Chip's going to be real happy about that right in the middle of his show.
Well, he's always, he has that. That
Chip
always,
lives for signing day.
That, I know.
That in the NFL and NBA.
Yes,
definitely. It's hard to figure out exactly which one.
Chip is
most
all
important.
About it.
Yep. So there was a, I don't know if you heard, there was a football game on Sunday.
Yeah, apparently one of us watched it.
Yeah. And Rob Gronkowski.
Yes.
He's a football player for
Gronk,
the New
for
England
short.
Patriots. Yes. Apparently, almost the exact time that he was catching the touchdown pass,
mm-hmm.
his house was being broken into.
Yes, yeah. I heard about this.
So we have the 911 call, which is different than other 911 calls. Here we go. This is Gronk.
911 line's quoted. Where is your emergency?
Hello. This isn't an emergency. This is just this is Rob Gronkowski calling. And while I was gone, my whole house got robbed. While on the Super Bowl trip, and I just got back.
Okay, I'm Ron Gronkowski. I was on the Super Bowl trip.
Not an emergency.
Yeah, and again, I could replace everything I got.
Just FYI, they probably stole his beer bong. I'm sure he's upset about that.
There were guns missing, which is important and something
true.
That needs to be reported.
Yeah, Gronk has guns.
They said
that's scary.
It's shocking, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It's shocking. So. Anyway,
some of those, you know, upstate New York people, Chelsea, you know how they are.
Yeah, you never know.
I love Gronk. He's great.
Well, he is. He's kind of fun. So, anyhow, we got that. Today is, of course, Chit Chat Wednesday, so we'll be talking to the congressman a little while because, man, they're trying to put together a deal on the budget one more time.
Lawmakers on the Hill are sounding optimistic as the Senate gets ready to take up a stopgap measure that funds the military through September and keeps other government services going for another 6 weeks. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We had one Trump shutdown. Nobody wants another, maybe except him.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a first priority is keeping the government open.
We'll then go forward with an immigration debate.
Lawmakers also considering a long-term deal that would set spending levels for 2 years. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Man, they are working so hard there. So hard for us. Just remember, it's all
thanks,
for...
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, all for us.
Thanks,
okay.
Politicians.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am on
appreciate
that.
Appreciate
so.
It.
Well, and that's... Really, I do get to the point where every morning about 6:20, I'm going, do I really even want to...
My fellow Americans, at no other time in our history have we been subjected to such a nonstop deluge of soul-crushing political commentary. It has permeated every aspect of our culture. It's in our entertainment, it's in our office banter, it's even in our kids' homework assignments. You literally can't swing a dead cat without hitting some self-important Nimrod anxious to share his or her half-baked opinions on Washington's latest transgressions. Which is why we'd like to offer you a brief respite from all the noise and clamor that is politics in 2018. So please enjoy 6 seconds of sizzling bacon.
Mm. Yeah. Bacon.
Refreshing, wasn't it? If you agree, then you won't want to miss our next respite from politics, a continuous loop of concerned penguins. Until then, this has been a much-needed respite from politics. Thanks for listening.
Our penguins did not make those
noises. Yeah, what was
yesterday?
Happening to those poor penguins? That was
sure.
Weird.
They were concerned about something.
Must have been from Happy Feet or something.
Oh.
Do you think that's it? Because
know.
We did. We had penguins in our studio yesterday.
We did.
And we posted them?
We did. Zach posted a video on our Facebook page at WTAW1620. So right. If you want to go see all the cuteness, it's right there on Facebook.
They were a little shy with us, though.
Yeah.
They didn't really want to come out of that
kennel.
Well, I told
you, that's because Kevin was touching them before they came into our studio.
So they went to Kevin after us, though.
Oh, well,
Kevin
we warmed
was
him up.
Later.
We warmed him up.
That's what it was.
And part of the problem was, right, I was talking to the penguin whisperer. I was interviewing her.
Right.
And she's probably the one who makes them.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I did hear that Elisa is somewhat of a penguin whisperer.
Is that right?
Yeah, they apparently came right up to her and tried to snuggle and all
wow.
sorts of things.
I don't think she was a big fan, though.
Oh.
She might be a penguin whisperer.
She talked about it fondly to
me.
Oh,
did she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I saw her in the hallway. She was upset because everything smelled like fish. Well.
Call her. Yeah, it's true.
Hey, has the budget gone the way of the landline? We know about it, but we don't ever use it.
I don't know.
My parents still use their landline.
I used my landline yesterday.
I was talking to my dad on the phone last night. And apparently they were having a little bit of a thunderstorm up in Tyler, and a big bolt hit by the house. I hear my mom in the background, Mark, get off the phone. You're going to get electrocuted. So.
Hashtag East Texas Live.
Yeah. Chelsea, you don't have a landline, right?
I do not. My parents do, though. And when they ignore my phone calls on their cell phones, I call them on the landline.
The way you say it, it sounds like your parents never want to talk to you.
They don't.
When she makes the mistake of not looking at the TV schedule before she calls, she just has to know that's going to happen.
No, that's what it is. See, that's the problem, though, Chelsea, because you have a brother. You
right?
have a sibling. If you're the only child, I'm it.
Yeah, that's true.
The parents don't have somebody else to talk to. They don't have another. Yeah.
So is your brother calling them all the time you do too? Oh,
no,
see, that's what it is.
Of course not.
Yeah, exactly.
Except when he needs something.
Yeah, okay.
No. I just call to talk.
Oh.
And when I need something.
Yeah, right, that too.
Man.
All right, so.
But they do have a landline.
Yeah, okay. Well, and old people do. You know, your parents aren't old, but I am.
Well,
and they just, and that'll be really interesting to see as we move. I mean,
I think it's people who didn't grow up with cell phones.
Sure.
Is another way to put it.
Right.
I mean, granted, I didn't get one until I was 15, but that's also an expense that I just wouldn't want to have to worry about.
That's certainly the other. And that's kind of what's amazing is what things cost now. I mean, the whole idea of a toll-free call, you're going, what?
What?
Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, it really doesn't matter.
Well, and I always feel a little awkward, too, if I'm filling out some paperwork and it asks for your cell phone number and then your home number.
Yeah.
And then your work number.
That's right.
Like, well, so many numbers.
That's right. Oh, I don't have one of those. I don't do all that kind of stuff.
I just put Mr. Downs' number for everything.
There you go.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because he has the answer to everything.
Exactly.
Yes.
648.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you see it on the internet, it has to be true. Well, a quick glance through your spam filter will clear that up quickly. But it's still amazing what people are willing to say and even believe. Sometimes it's for greed and sometimes it's from ignorance. All you can say is, oh my, what must you have been thinking? I'll be back to set the horticultural facts straight right after this message. Homegrown goodness, that's what Mueller is all about. They've been producing quality steel buildings and metal roofing right here in Texas for more than 80 years. Now you can grow a Mueller greenhouse right in your own backyard. They're easy to assemble. Bolt-together greenhouses come in four sizes, from 6x9 to 12x18 feet. They feature a galvanized steel frame and more than 30 designer trim colors from which to choose. With hail-resistant polycarbonate panels, a lockable walk-in door, and windows, a Mueller greenhouse will let the sun shine in while protecting your plants year-round. Get a head start on spring. Don't let the winter chill destroy what you've worked hard to grow all season. Get a homegrown product from a Texas-grown company. Visit them online at MuellerInc.com or give them a call today at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER or MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. My spam filter and I received a news release not too long ago. It encouraged us not to kill mistletoe, to leave it alone in our trees. The release continued with this little gem of a line. Trees infested with mistletoe die early because of the parasitic growth, producing dead trees useful to nesting birds and mammals. Oh, my goodness. While I'm a bird and mammal lover, I'm first and foremost a horticulturist. I don't want dead trees all around my landscape. I have a reputation for encouraging people not to commit crepe murder, not to top their crepe myrtles. What are they thinking? Why are they doing that? And topping does not increase the flower count. It doesn't make them bloom better. It ruins their form. If you have a crepe myrtle that's too tall, take it out or move it to a location where it has more room. There are plenty of smaller varieties available to you. I hear a lot of people say ornamental grasses are beautiful in the winter, all those dried leaves blowing in the wind. Well, that one's completely subjective. I lean toward seeing brown grasses as dead-looking fire hazards and rodent refuges. I love ornamental grasses in moderation, but we have gone way too far. They are not good long-term replacements for low shrubs and ground covers. They're much better as accents within perennial beds or used to complement annuals. As for their seeds attracting many species of wild birds, that's undoubtedly true, but the birds don't eat all the seeds, and the grasses like inland sea oats and maiden grass self-sow themselves freely throughout your landscape. They become weeds. And when we get back into dry times, anytime that happens, it's sure to bring on foundation problems. Those in turn lead to suggestions that trees and shrubs near houses have to go. That concerns me. While I'm certainly not a structural engineer, it seems to me that our foundation problems stem more back to the expansive, contractive behavior of many of our clay soils in Texas. Even houses with no landscaping struggle when soil moisture levels change dramatically. It's only my opinion, but I believe that many trees and most shrubs are innocent bystanders, not the major source of the problem. So I think I would talk to a skilled arborist. You can talk to a structural engineer too, but get an arborist out there on hand. And finally, the most unbelievable things I see come from the soil amendments. We do not require companies to prove their claims on soil amendments. You can claim anything. Be very doubtful. Be very careful. I'm Neil Sperry. Be sure the plant fits its surroundings in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. Well, today is National Signing Day in college football. The Aggies have currently ranked are currently ranked 33rd in the national signing classes. That's according to ESPN.com. Now, you can keep up with all of the newest Aggie players throughout the day at WTAW.com, and you can catch head football coach Jimbo Fisher's press conference at 5:30 over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Now, in keeping with Aggie football, spring practice is just around the corner, and the team has announced that the spring football game will take place on Saturday, April 14th at 4 o'clock at Kyle Field. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball looks to build on a two-game win streak when it hits the road tonight to take on 8th-ranked Auburn. Now, the Tigers are at their highest ranking since 2000, and Coach Billy Kennedy says it comes as no surprise to him.
No, they've gotten good players. They're a really, really talented team. The guys they've gotten are top 50, top 100 guys, and they're older now. He's had this group a couple of years now, and they're maturing in this fourth year. I'm really not surprised that they're doing as well as they're doing. I expected them to be good because I really like their team.
Now, as far as what the Aggies have to do to beat that talented Tigers team, Coach Kennedy says you've got to put up the points.
Well, you got to score. Petty made, I think, four or five threes. It was big key for them. And obviously it's a rivalry game, but I thought you got to make sure. We have got to score. They're averaging 86 points a game. So you're not just going to come out there and score 60 and think you're going to beat them. We're going to have to score 70 points or more to give ourselves a chance to beat a good offensive team like they are.
The Maroon and White are fresh off an 83-60 win over South Carolina, but are looking for their first road win since November 27th. Tip-off against the Tigers tonight is at 8 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW and RadioAggieland.com. Now some men's scores from last night. Fourth-ranked Michigan State edged Iowa 96-93. Number 5 Xavier nipped Butler 98-93 in overtime. And 10th-ranked Kansas held off TCU 71-64. Elsewhere, number 15 Tennessee topped 24th-ranked Kentucky and Lexington 61-59. And Baylor beat Oklahoma State 67-56. The National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association preseason poll was released Tuesday, and the Aggies come in ranked number 9. Texas A&M is one of 8 SEC teams ranked in the top 17 of the poll, as defending champion Florida took the top spot. James Harden scored 36 points, surpassing 15,000 for his career, and the Houston Rockets beat the Brooklyn Nets last night 123-113.
They're a good team. You know, they shoot a lot of threes. They move the basketball extremely well. They shoot top 3 threes in the league, you know, so at any point they can get high. In the first half, they're making shots. Second half, especially at the end of that third quarter, we had to lock down, got some stops, and push the lead ahead. But these are important wins. These are, you know, bigger than the big name wins, because, you know, kind of look past these teams. It's a good win for us.
That's Harden after the victory. Teammate Chris Paul added 25 points for Houston, which turns right around tonight to visit Miami at 6:30. Meanwhile, the San Antonio Spurs are out in the desert taking on the Phoenix Suns at 9:30. In some offseason baseball news, the Texas Rangers have agreed to a minor league contract with veteran infielder Darwin Barney and includes an invitation to Major League spring training. Barney won a gold glove with the Chicago Cubs back in 2012 when he had 2 errors in 155 games at second base. And in some offseason football news, New England Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels has backed out of a deal to become the Indianapolis Colts' next head coach. The Colts had announced McDaniels is hiring just hours before reports surfaced that he was staying in Foxborough. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Tax time is here, and Bottom Line Bookkeeping is your go-to award-winning tax preparation service.
Hi, this is Debbie, and the voice you just heard is my son, John. He has recently received his enrolled agent status, so we now have 2 on staff. He inherited something from me.
Well, Mom, it's all about numbers, isn't it? And I've got a knack for numbers. After all, I learn from the best, you.
And as I tell everyone, you are good. E-filing starts January 29th, but don't wait. Bring your W-2 forms and be ready.
Call us. 691-2345.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. It's time for your spring battery maintenance. Not just the battery in your car or truck. Remember your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and lawn equipment, too. At Interstate Batteries, we're the experts in all of them. We can do a free battery test to determine if you need a new battery, a recharge, or if there's something else that might need attention. Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You didn't have Carson Wentz got engaged. You
didn't
have
that.
I did. Wow. Oh, I knew. He didn't have it. Yeah.
I have a ring, and now she has a ring.
Well, there you go. Everybody got a ring. Okay. Maddie Oberg.
Okay.
I don't know. We know anything about her?
No.
Okay.
Hit on that, Chelsea. Exactly.
She's engaged to Carson Wentz.
I have no idea.
Exactly. So he's an injured quarterback who's going to get married. Good for him. So I don't know. They're saying it's because he saw the Bastille Day parade, but President Trump has asked the Pentagon to explore the idea of holding a military parade.
Oh. Okay.
How about that? Not to show might so much, but to show appreciation for American armed troops.
There you go.
That could be cool.
It is.
Yeah.
And then we have a member of Congress saying, oh, well, he wants a military parade. We've got a little Napoleon here.
Oh, come on.
All right, anyway, it's going to be a less than spectacular day out there. 50-50 chance the showers are high. The high will be 43, okay? With winds out of the north at 10 to 15, gusting to 20. Not going to ever freeze. It's just not going to be very comfortable. 37 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan. It's 7 o'clock.